Despite a markedly tense atmosphere and inflammatory coverage from Fox News and a few other media outlets, the protests at Turning Point USA's UC Berkeley event were mostly peaceful, with only a few isolated instances of chaos or violence. Chase, a senior at UC Berkeley, described the worst incident between a right-wing t-shirt vendor and a recent Berkeley alum.
It seemed like a little bit more escalated than like a regular student protest on campus, but nothing more than that until like this guy shows up and like I saw him like selling t-shirts down the road, and he just, I guess he decided to walk up in the middle of like the group of people, and he put a table down with shirts on it, and people were telling him to leave. It got out of hand. It got into a brawl like relatively quickly. Police showed up, had to push us, you know, the rest of the protesters back this way.
Police arrested both the vendor, Christopher Benton, and the demonstrator he fought with. A few counter-protesters, clad in right-wing memorabilia, circled the demonstrators ringing Zellerbach Hall, trying to agitate or intimidate student protesters, which led to some heated dialogue, but no violence. Among protesters, there was impassioned chanting, the heckling of police officers and private security, and also a fair amount of dancing and bubble blowing. The night before the event, four UC Berkeley students were arrested trying to hang a giant cardboard mosquito from Sather Gate in protest of TPUSA. Representatives from the Daily Cal say the students were apprehended before they could hoist the mosquito and were booked on felony vandalism charges. The Daily Cal also reported that the students had wheat pasted 8 posters with, quote, racist, misogynistic, and otherwise inflammatory quotes from TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk. One of the posters, for example, cited Charlie Kirk as saying, quote, Black women do not have the brain processing power to be taken seriously. The arrested students were moved to Santa Rita Jail in Dublin and held on a $20,000 bail. The Turning Point USA event, which the university estimates had around 900 attendees, also resulted in the closing of the Martin Luther King Student Union and the Cesar Chavez Student Center, where many student resources like tutoring centers, accessibility offices, administrative centers, minority community offices, and the student food bank are housed. Andres Jimenez-Larios, a reporter for Bay City News, spoke on student reactions to the closures.
In general, a lot of students did feel very inconvenienced by the Turning Point USA event closing down so many of the buildings, questioning what was the purpose. But what authorities have told us is security was the number one priority, especially 2 months after the killing of Charlie Kirk at the Utah University's campus. Which is why many of these buildings were closed in anticipation of the event.
Berkeley Police, UC Campus Police, California Highway Patrol, and guards from Apex Security Group, a common UC contractor, were all present at the protest. Police in full riot gear with tear gas launchers and other heavy-duty weaponry massed at the barriers and could be seen patrolling the open-air walkways above the crowd. In total, there are around 100 security personnel in the protest area. The crowd, in contrast, peaked with an estimated 900 to 1,000 demonstrators in the early evening, but stabilized to around 300 after dark. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice announced the morning after the event that they would be investigating the university's security response. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon tweeted, quote, Mob assault and thuggish intimidation of attendees exercising their First Amendment rights are unacceptable. The Civil Rights Division, under AG Pam Bondi, is initiating a full investigation into the potential failures at UC Berkeley and any who enabled such violence. In the request, Dhillon directed the University of California and the Berkeley Police Department to preserve and submit all communications and records related to the preparation, execution, and response to the TPUSA event. As for the event itself, the SF Standard described it as a total mess, saying, quote, the program itself was a genre bender, part theology and campus politics, part stand-up, in which the worst joke was that the event lasted almost 2 hours. The event's main speakers were Dr. Frank Turek, a Christian author who is regarded as Charlie Kirk's mentor, and Rob Schneider, an actor perhaps best known for his 1999 starring role in Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo. Turek began proceedings by thanking the protesters, saying they ultimately aided in TPUSA's mission.
God bless the people outside. They're just causing great attraction to what we're doing here. They don't even realize that they're furthering the motion by just showing up. So thank you. We're all over the TV and everything. We appreciate it.
Bill Goetz, a Turning Point USA supporter waiting in line to enter the event, labeled the protesters as anti-free speech, saying that the late Charlie Kirk and his organization are all about facilitating productive conversations.
I love what Charlie stands for. I think that we should have free speech in this country, and I think it's good to bring these kind of values, wholesome values, to college campuses. They don't want to have a discussion. I think that's the thing that's bothers me the most is why wouldn't they want to discuss topics, which is what TPUSA is all about, is talking about it. I mean, when people get emotional about it, there's really no discussion, and it's hard to understand what side, you know, what's going on when you just yell at each other.
Rohan, a first-year Cal student participating in the protest, responded by saying hate speech does not deserve to be preserved or protected.
We should treat all opinions with respect, but at the same time, we have to distinguish racism isn't an opinion. That's hate. That's a fact. It's a hateful rhetoric, and we don't have room for that here in America.
In response to the DOJ's lawsuit, UC Berkeley Assistant Vice Chancellor Dan Mogiloff released a statement saying, quote, UC Berkeley condemns all violence and will hold accountable anyone who violates the law or campus regulations. The university is firmly committed to an open and robust marketplace of ideas and to maintaining a campus where people of all beliefs and perspectives can feel safe and respected. There is no place at UC Berkeley for attempts to use violence or intimidation to prevent lawful expression or chill free speech. The university is conducting a full investigation and intends to fully cooperate with and assist any federal investigations and the FBI-led Joint Terrorism Task Force to identify the outside agitators responsible for attempting to disrupt last night's TPUSA event. UC Berkeley will take all appropriate steps to safeguard the right of every member of our community to speak and assemble freely. In Berkeley, I'm Jacques Leiberger-Martel, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.